Alleluia, Christ is born. From our Christmas gospel, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is our text. It's no surprise when we open the scriptures and turn to Genesis chapter 1 that we find God right there in the beginning. After all, God is uncreated. He is infinite. He is eternal. He always has been and he always will be, without beginning and without end. So it's no surprise when we open the scriptures to the very beginning that God is already there. If it were any other way, then he wouldn't be God. Everything else, everything that is not God, whether visible or invisible, was created by him. Moses says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He made it out of nothing. He spoke everything that is, everything that you enjoy on Christmas Day, he spoke into being by his word. God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Now, like Genesis, the Gospel of John starts before creation with the words, "In the beginning." But it offers a little twist on that beginning because it says, "In the beginning was the Word," capital W, Word. Before the creation, when there was nothing besides God, there was God's Word. St. John puts it this way: the Word was with God. The Word and God here are described as two distinct persons, although one God. Personal pronouns, he and him and his, must be used for this Word. It's not an idea, but it's a person, a divine person. And so we confess with John, the Word was God, uncreated, infinite, and eternal. And through this Word, there in the beginning, God made all things. He was the agent by whom God spoke the entire creation into being, like a master workman, as it says in Proverbs. Light and life have their beginning, their source in him, in this Word. The Word was there when the sun came into being, and snow and pine trees and reindeer and Adam too. He was there rejoicing in his world and delighting in the children of man. And you know what it says in Genesis. When God looked at the creation, he saw that it was very good, everything that he had made. But skip forward in time, come all the way forward to today, move from that beginning to this moment, and what you find is far different. There's no way that we could put a stamp of approval declaring everything very good on the entire world and everything in it. There's darkness, thick darkness, deep gloom over the whole world. The world in which we live doesn't know God. That's the darkest part of the world we're in. It's spiritually ignorant and blind. It cannot recognize its maker. And it can't recognize its maker even when the maker's fingerprints are still evident in the beauty and the order and the complexity of creation. With a single word, darkness, St. John describes creation's fall, sin, death, and hell. The word darkness captures the confusion and the misunderstanding and the futility around us and even in us. And think about what darkness means. When you get up in the middle of the night in the darkness, you can't find your way around. You bump into things. That's what it's like for man with God. We cannot find God. No matter how many times we bump into the stuff that God made, man, since the fall, is lost, disoriented, alienated, constantly inventing false gods and false worship to fill the void, to fill the emptiness, serving the creation instead of the Creator. So if the creation were to be redeemed, if the creation were to be saved and rescued from this darkness of sin and death, then God would have to make himself known. He would have to point himself out. He would have to reveal himself to us. But how would he do this? God would come to the place where we are. He would descend to earth. He would enter his creation so that we lost and condemned creatures might know him and have communion with him. And this is the great surprise and the wondrous mystery of Christmas, that God shows up in a place where we certainly don't expect to find him, but he shows up in a place where we can find him. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God the Word, the one who was there in the beginning, the one through whom all things were made, took on a human nature like yours and mine. The uncreated God became a creature. The infinite God became limited and bound. The eternal God became subject to time so that you might know him. The Word became flesh. Jesus Christ, true God and true man in one person. What a marvelous surprise, because man can no longer find God. God, the Creator, became man. And so the glory of God is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world, the light that shines in our darkness, the light that no darkness can overcome. So do you recognize your Maker now, dear Christian? O creature, do you know your Creator? O sinner, do you see your salvation? The one who formed man from the dust comes with fingernails and with eyebrows and with kneecaps to reclaim his creation. He was born of a woman, Mary his mother, wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger for a bed. He was before Abraham, and he was even before Adam, and yet he can be found in Bethlehem as a babe. Oh, come, let us adore him. And the one who made the forests and the mountains has come also with his arms outstretched and lifted up on a wooden cross. There is the Creator of heaven and earth, suffering and bleeding and dying for his creation. The one in whom we live and move and have our being gets wrapped in a linen cloth and laid in a tomb. But on the third day, he burst out of that tomb like a brand new creation, like the first flower of spring. Oh, come, let us adore him. The one who made the wheat and the vine now comes in bread and wine to you. His true body and blood present on this altar. Eternal life, the light of the world, it's so near to you that you can touch it and taste it. God is given into your mouth. He makes himself known to you with forgiveness, life, and salvation. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angels' voices. Join in their song. Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Oh, come, let us adore him. For God the Word, who was in the beginning, is now and forever will be incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ. Christmas brings this blessed surprise. The uncreated, eternal, infinite God coming right here among us as our light and our life. In Jesus' name, amen.